Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And today, Day-Day and Oren and I and Bo Morgan, we were talking about the Hawks. The Hawks get the win, and it was a good win over the Sixers, and they go to now 15-12. Mike Conti came on earlier today. It's a good in-depth conversation on the Hawks. If you're looking for your Hawks content, you're going to rewind on the Odyssey after 3:20, and we were talking about right now they're in the play-in, but they're only two games behind the Boston Celtics. So if you look at everybody, there's a whole mishmash of teams, and it's a long way to go, that are just, you know, from the play-in to being secure at the four seed in the NBA East. Eastern Conference is certainly pretty good. We know that. But Trey comes back. What do we think? I mean, we tried to pin it down to Kuhn. Are we going to get it before Christmas?
Well, they said he was going to be reevaluated, I want to say about a week ago, in like 2 weeks. I want to say that was the last
thing we saw. Two weeks? You ever seen the movie Money Pit?
Yeah.
Okay. 2 weeks.
But, I mean, you are talking about your all-star point guard. So, you know, you don't want to rush this situation because you need him. Second half of the season is when you definitely want to make sure that he's 100% healthy. Right. Hopefully, you know, maybe at that time we get a little more clarity on what's going on with Kristaps Porzingis. So, I would say, yeah, in about another week or so, we should be hearing another update on what's going on with Trey.
Yeah, they did give an update Saturday.
Going to return to practice next week, this being next week, right?
Yeah, so he's expected to return to practice next week, Saturday. Status will be updated as appropriate. I love the update that said they'll, like 2 weeks ago, the update, he's 8 days. The update on Trae Young is we'll update it in 2 weeks. And I was like, so you gave me an update to tell me there'll be an update. Okay, cool. Thanks, Salsa.
Right.
Anyways, but I had to just make fun. But the reality of the situation is you hope Trae comes back and you hope the ball doesn't stop. Because that's it for everybody. And Jalen Johnson, as Conti pointed out this earlier, probably won't be getting as many triple-doubles because he's been such a good guy for assists. But, Mike, don't you hope that you can just – Trey can kind of step in and you see that elite passer that he was early in his career, right?
Right. But that's where we're at. And we've said this a million times. You know, and it's funny because I had some guys say, you're just picking up on the national narrative. There's only one guy. No, Jalen Johnson, Trey returns to a team with the best player he's ever played with. By any measure, John Collins couldn't do this. Not even close. And we all know DeJounte Murray was the stupidest idea. I mean, that was about one of the dumbest things that any organization's done in the NBA. Two ball-dominant point guards don't coexist. Carl and I said it from the jump. So now you come to a team with Nickeil Alexander-Walker. He's averaging over 20. Jalen Johnson's on an all-star clip. Nice country. Another country heard from. Luke Kennard has been very inconsistent. We were sold on his shooting and finally got after it. You know, but I mean, when? And when does that kick in? I mean, he's got to be better. But the other piece is Okongwu has been 20, a double-double machine. You know, and Dyson Daniels went for 27 in the win over the Sixers. My beef is, and I'm defending Trey, so listen closely. Because what happened is, and I blame Knox, he took that piece of audio from today in video. And now it's got all these people, because I basically insinuated Trey doesn't have leverage like he thought he did with the team. If you come in here and it doesn't work in the half court, they're not going to give you another Supermax deal.
There's nothing false about that statement.
Anse Saleh would say, you know, I mean, it just, if it, now we got a nice sample size, it'll be hopefully from Christmas to the playoffs when he gets back. But unfortunately, all the things we thought we were going to have to work with, and I've given up all hope on Kristaps Porzingis, who apparently is dealing with whatever that heart condition thing is. It's the what is it? It's POTS. Yeah, and so that's it, that's what the acronym for, POTS, the syndrome where you get dizzy, blood flow issues, and so that's why he hasn't been out there. It's not load management. He's actually dealing with that thing again, apparently.
I don't think this is, but see, the problem is that, matter upset or not, I don't think you're wrong. I thought all along that the reason you didn't redo his contract over the offseason was you wanted to give him the tools to prove that, you know, with a better nucleus around him or whatever you want to say, that you could really make a run and that Trey was the guy. What has changed about that? What have we seen that we haven't seen anything from Trey? And he was out, he's been out since October 29th.
Played four games before. Now, guys, you understand, Bo, I said Trey just played in four games. It goes out of my mouth, into the microphone, up to the antenna, and then it comes out of the car. And guy goes, Trey's only played in four games. It's not how I said it. I'm just simply stating that Trey's only played four games. When he comes back, how does he mesh? Because when you look at the number on the contract, and Trey has an opt-out too, it's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. The idea is they tried, the word around the campfire, guys, is they tried to move Trey last year and they couldn't get close to what they wanted. Okay? So whatever you think Trey's worth, the rest of the league doesn't think that. That's that. Two things can be true. We haven't seen Trey with this new look offense for four games. They may gel and it's perfect. And then you don't have those 5-minute droughts when nobody can score. Because one thing you know Trey will do with the teardrop, he can get to the line. Trey will always keep you in those games. You won't go 5 or 6 minutes without a score because Trey's going to at least get to the line.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's why I want to see, but I want to see how it meshes.
But I'm not sure that's. How's that breaking news to Hawks fans that the rest of the league doesn't see Trey the way we do? I mean, every year he snubbed at the All-Star game, seemingly, at the beginning, and then he has to either get basically be an injury replacement. Does that look at the Olympic team.
Right.
Like, they're telling you that. You're just not listening because you don't want to listen, because we don't like it. I'm fine with the fan base saying that, but you have to understand, and that's where we're at. So, do we sign Trey to this huge deal? If it doesn't work at the end of the rest, if he comes back, plays healthy, do you re-sign him? Mm. Or do you say, this isn't working, let's move on? It's funny, in other sports, we're fine with moving on. But with Trey, we're not suddenly?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
No, all I said is when he comes back, how do they mesh? And because if it doesn't, I just don't think you realize where this may go in the offseason. One good thing, if there's one silver lining to Porzingis's whatever this is going to be, we hope he gets back to being on the floor. There's an expiring contract that's very attractive. So somebody will take that on and it will utilize that to play the cap. And that's something we can still maybe get something at the trade deadline. And as we said, if Trey comes in and hits the ground running, and another thing, Quinn Snyder, you've got to make this work. Okay, they gave you that 40, was it 40 million? Is it eight million for five, whatever it was. They gave you a contract. You're coming in, this is the best team you've ever had now with Trey on the floor. Figure it out. Make it work. And hopefully we don't have too many growing pains, to your point, where I don't want to see Jalen. I know Jalen Johnson, some of that production will come down, but Trey's going to have that magic point guard, you know, sort of sense of, I take over now. This is when I facilitate. This is when I dominate.
Yeah, and I just think that we've got to stop being so sensitive with, you know, like,
forget
this whole thing.
It's too late.
We've already given. Hey, the funny thing is we've given up.
Guys in this town lock onto their guy. And they don't want to hear about it. And look, we all know that Trey is one of the greatest parks to ever dress out. But two things can also be true. He's injured. He's a defensive liability. He's an undersized point guard. And they've built the team around him to help him now. Now let's see how it works. And hopefully his three-point shot continues. I don't want to see this thing dip below 32%, Day-Day. That's something else.
Well, real quick. I saw people telling me why we need to trade Bijan Robinson and Drake London for the Falcons because we got to blow it up. Yet they're like, well, we can't trade Trey, though. Why not? But John Robinson might be one of the greatest athletic talents that's ever stepped foot in the Falcons locker room, ever. I mean, Julio Jones is right there with him, don't get me wrong. But I just think you went so long. I want Trey to work out. You know how awesome it would be if the Hawks with Trae Young could make that run? Because it is frustrating how other people around the league talk about him.
And again, Trae, it's not Trey's fault that they brought DeJounte Murray. It was the stupidest thing the Hawks have ever done.
Well, Trey signed off on it, well, so maybe it's a little bit his fault.
Well, he signed off on it, then he didn't react like he was. Let's be honest.
So maybe it is Trey's fault. I don't know.
The coach flew out to Oklahoma. Trey signed off on it, and then they never coexisted in the half court.
They didn't get along.
It didn't work. It was a dumb
idea. Just state your source.
I'm just saying, but Trae has also matured and grown up and has taken the mantle of leadership, and he's working with Risache and all the other things we've talked about wanting to see from him. So that has happened. Now we want to see this whole thing come to fruition, and then we can talk about the contract. But that's where all I said today was, you're coming onto a team when he left. Jalen Johnson is one of the top players playing, like one of the top players in the league right now. Can he sustain it, and how do they coexist? Let's make it work. It's on you, Quinn Snyder. Figure it out. That's it.
Well, that's the funny thing is Quinn Snyder has been able to figure this out other places. Look what he figured out with Mitchell, right? And, I mean, he figured that out. That guy was not – nobody
Donovan
expected
Mitchell
that to
and
be.
Rudy Gobert out there in Utah
And it worked. And so can we do it here? Jalen Johnson is playing phenomenal. You've got Risache.
Congress playing great.
You've got a guy in Dyson Daniels who is one of the best defenders in the league. Okay, let's hope that he steps in. All I'm asking for, because I like Trae. I enjoy watching Trae. The best version is that Trae we saw in 21 or when he was a rookie and he was just dicing people up with his passes. Mm-hmm. Come in and keep the ball moving because I think the biggest thing for Trae, and Data, you tell me think about this. If I'm Quinn Snyder, I'm like, just know it's not all on you. Like, you have help now. You don't have to carry this all.
And just don't throw the thing from the hip up at half court.
Yeah.
Let's work for a better shot. I mean, I know you're capable. When in previous years, there's been reasons to do that because especially some of those playing games, nobody else is coming to the rescue. Everybody needs a superstar. Mm-hmm. Nobody does it by themselves. Jordan didn't do it by himself, unless you're one of those some of the parts teams like Detroit years ago, right? Way mm-hmm. back when with Larry Brown, you've got to have. He's needed this guy. He's never had this player in Jalen Johnson. Now he's got it. Now I expect it to work.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing in the past. We've seen a lot of Hawks teams where it appears where everyone just doesn't know what to do when the ball's in Trey's hands, so they just kind of stay stagnant.
Right.
And let him kind of, you know.
Then it becomes ISO Joe Johnson.
Right. And you guys know, I've mentioned this on the show before, it's kind of my, you know, old man get off my lawn moment, but I think Trae Young has a perfect opportunity now to be what a true point guard used to be.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? A facilitator.
Right. And at his size, he needs to be that guy.
Yeah.
You're right. So there you go. So hopefully that was a fair and balanced conversation about Trae that will still trigger people and they will be screaming at me on Twitter. There you go. Hey, great job today with Bo Morgan. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to Dave Archer as we get ready for Arizona. An Arizona team that looks pretty bad. That tight end is really good, though. Man, I could use those points next week. I had a bye week in fantasy, but enough about me. But really good tight end and not much else that's good for Arizona, and we're going out there.
Yeah, it's funny because now, I mean, who would have thought a month ago you'd see probably the two hottest tight ends in the NFL going toe-to-toe. One had 11 for 166 and three tutties. The other had 12 for, 130-something and two touchdowns.
Trae McBride we're talking about, and, of course, our guy who did something we haven't seen since Shannon Sharp 30 years ago, mm-hmm. the 150 and three that Bo just mentioned. Now, if Drake can't play Zach, make them both work at the same time. That would be, I think, a mismatch for some defenses, right?
Yeah, well, you would, yeah.
I right?
think for most people, but the balance of that is how you make that work, and Kyle is still in this offense the way it's set up. He's going to be asked to block. I need that effort there, too, because he's really been aggressive with the football.
Or just make him Tony Gonzalez and go draft another tight end.
The thing about Tony was, and Mike Johnson and I had this conversation, Tony Gonzalez was really good at getting in front of a guy and staying for long enough and then releasing him. But when Tony left, if Tony went somewhere, defenders went with him. And Tony made contested catches better than his – or not better, but as good as anybody you've ever seen in the league. That's what Drake London does. That's why Drake London gets the ball so much when he's in there.
Oh. All right, man. Tomorrow, also Connor Riley talking about the Dogs. Now the Dogs sit back and wait and see if it's going to be a matchup with Tulane. Not likely. Or a rematch with Ole Miss. And how exciting. I mean, exciting is one word for it. Ole Miss scored on all their possessions the first five to start the game.
Yeah.
And then Georgia clamped down. Their defense got much better as the season progressed. All right, let's get out of here and clear our throats.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey man, Dave Archer chats with Coach Ra after a big win over the Bucks. And, say it with me, Bo, Divine Diablo is the player guest. I need a Dr. Pepper and a Diablo sandwich. I'm in a hurry. Hey, man, clear your throat, brother.
You know, apparently when DJ Lagway, who's now transferring out of Florida, met with Sumrall, he questioned Lagway as a player. And the staff said, apparently, challenged the high-priced quarterback, pushing on his competitiveness and work ethic. If that's true, the reason why Lagway left, it's very disappointing because he seems like a great young man.
Hey, man, we got that news. I mentioned it earlier in Guy Talk. Sad news this morning. You saw it on your phone, on your news feed. You're like, Rob Reiner got murdered? And his son's now been arrested. Nick Reiner apparently had been arguing with his parents. It was seen at a Conan O'Brien Christmas party the day before. LA Times has that story. Look, guys, I said this earlier.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's not a soapbox. It's just you can enjoy a man's artwork and not give a crap how he feels politically. And that's why I feel about Rob Reiner. I loved his movies. Loved him as Meathead. A Few Good Men. I mean, you name it. Sleepless in Seattle. Spinal Tap. I mean, we just talked about how good he was making the cameo in Wolf of Wall Street. Rest in peace, Rob Reiner. Hey, man, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're going to enter the transfer portal.
Ah!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.